Welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest. And today's episode is 14, Why We Need Medical Intuition. Now, the last several episodes have been about world events and the coronavirus. And I thought I'd return to talking about medical intuition, since I haven't done that for a while. And so I want to talk today about why we need medical intuition. And I'm going to talk about a few reasons. I'll probably be talking about this over several episodes in between my episodes about world events. But today I want to talk about a couple of reasons. And the first reason I want to talk about has to do with Western medicine. Western medicine, or allopathy, has certain blind spots and can be inadequate in addressing chronic illness. Most of the clients that come to see me for medical intuition are suffering from a chronic condition. There are at least 133 million Americans, or 40% of the U.S. population, has at least one chronic condition. And these conditions are considered incurable by Western medicine. And as a result, people must live with them or die because of them. Diabetes, cancer, heart disease, numerous neurological and autoimmune diseases, the list is long. In addition, many of these conditions are actually classified as syndromes and are considered idiopathic, which means Western medicine doesn't know what causes them. And then even when there is a presumed set of causes, those causes don't explain all cases. For example, coronary heart disease is said to be caused by atherosclerosis, so the buildup of cholesterol and fatty deposits called plaques in the arteries. But according to the Cleveland Clinic, a significant number of people who suffer heart attacks have no plaque in their arteries. And I am one such person. I had a very difficult time getting diagnosed by Western doctors. It took them 7 years to diagnose my heart condition. And one of the reasons was I did not have risk factors. And they were defining heart disease in terms of a set of risk factors. So with chronic conditions, a lot of times what happens is there's no cure, and so symptom management is the only course of action. So this is one of the limitations of Western medicine. Another limitation is that Western medicine cannot answer all of people's questions. Although many chronic conditions are blamed on lifestyle, we all know plenty of people with poor lifestyles who don't get sick. And plenty of health-conscious people who are struck with terrible conditions. So people want answers, but they aren't getting them. People want to know, what caused this? Why am I sick? Why now? Why me and not my neighbor? Why me and not my husband who eats junk food all day and doesn't exercise? Why does this run in my family? Why isn't it run in your family? Western medicine can't really answer these questions. And these are the kind of questions that people come to me with. These are the kind of questions that people have when they're dealing with long-term illnesses. And this is why people need medical intuitives, because medical intuition does answer these questions. Now, another problem has to do with the way Western medicine defines illness. The way it works is it defines illness in a particular way. So there are things called diseases, and there's a definition for a disease, and then there's, you know, a way that you come up with a disease, and then there's a way that you diagnose somebody with a disease. And then there are all these chronic conditions that are not diseases, because they don't fit the definition of a disease, and so they're called syndromes and not diseases. And so we have things like chronic fatigue syndrome, premenstrual syndrome, carpal tunnel syndrome, etc. And then we also have some diseases that now we're calling them diseases, but they used to be called syndromes.
So what's a syndrome? It refers to something where you're seeing a constellation of symptoms again and again, but they don't know what's causing them. So without information about the mechanism for what causes a set of symptoms, Western medicine will not define it as a disease. Unfortunately, Western medicine is focused on disease, and so things that cannot be defined as disease then cannot be adequately addressed by Western medicine. And they won't be taken as seriously by Western medicine. And so people who have these syndromes are often not treated with the same seriousness as somebody who has a disease, because what it cannot understand, Western medicine will dismiss as not real, not as real, or not as important. And so many people with syndromes get treated like the conditions are not real, like they are in the patient's head, or they are purely psychological in origin. The idea is, well, we can't figure out what's causing it, so maybe there is no physical cause. And if it doesn't have a physical cause, then it's got to have some other cause, like your imagination or your mental health. And this becomes a problem for a whole lot of patients who have very serious conditions, but those conditions are not defined as diseases. And of course, it's no accident that many of these syndromes strike women at much larger rates than they strike men. And I'm going to talk about that in another episode, the sexism in medicine. So the thing about medical intuition that makes it a helpful practice that you can add to Western medicine or add it to other forms of medicine is that it's not constrained in the same way as either Western or Eastern medicines are. Medical intuitives do not have to approach illness with a set of preconceived notions about what counts as an illness or what's legitimately worthy of treating. When I'm looking at a disease in a body, a condition, when someone comes to me with a symptom or a set of symptoms, I'm not necessarily trying to fit their symptoms into a category. Now, it can be helpful if I can fit them into a category, because then I can send the patient to a healthcare provider where they can address that condition and get a treatment. But I'm not constrained by that. So if they have something that's not yet defined in Western medicine or not defined in Eastern medicine or some form of medicine, that's not going to stop me or any medical intuitive from addressing what the case is, what the cause is, what the treatment is, what the cure is. And this is in part because, you know, there's a couple of reasons for this. One is that we don't yet have a licensing or certification program for medical intuition. I wish we did, and I'm hoping that we will, and I'm actually advocating for the establishment of certification and licensing of medical intuitives, and I started my own medical intuition training program towards that end, and I'm working on my own school to further that goal. However, in the absence of a national accreditation or certification program, there isn't one standard way of doing medical intuition. And one of the upsides of that is that medical intuitives work in different ways depending on their gifts and depending on the situations they encounter. And they're not constrained by feeling they have to limit their work to a particular way of working. Another reason why medical intuitives are more free to take the body as they find it is that when you're working in the mystical arts, you have to work with a certain amount of humility. When you're getting information through these other channels, it's not always going to be information that you're familiar with. It's not always going to be information that you've already read about or studied or learned. And you can't just decide that the information you're getting is wrong because you've never heard of it before. You have to be humble and accept that while you are working, you are getting information and you are learning while you're working. So in many of the sessions I do with people, I get information about causes that I've never heard of before. Or I get information about treatments I've never heard of before. And I look them up and they exist. Or I give them out to my clients, they use them and they work. And that's how I learn about them. And oftentimes I get causes that in my mind don't make sense. Like given what I know about healing or about modalities or about anatomy, you know, my rational mind might say, why would a car accident that you had 10 years ago affect your pancreas today? Like that doesn't make sense to me. Well, it doesn't make sense based on what I know from Western medicine. But it turns out that there are all these interesting connections in the body between different parts of the body and between different things that happen at different times. And there are all these causes that Western medicine is completely unfamiliar with, but which come out all the time in my sessions. And I've learned to accept them, and while I may be skeptical of them and may go, oh wow, that's kind of weird, what I have learned over time is that when I give the information unfiltered, when I don't censor it through my own skepticism or my own rational filter, and I say to them, I know this sounds crazy, but this is what I'm getting. That when I give that information out to them, it makes sense to them, or it makes sense in terms of their healing journey. And so somebody might come to me with a problem and I'll say, you know what, this problem is being caused by this totally other problem. And if you address that other problem, that's the primary problem. If you address that, this thing will resolve. But if you just treat this, it's not going to go away because it's a secondary problem. When I tell people that and they go and they address the primary problem, their problem resolves. And so I have learned over time to listen. I've learned that the information doesn't have to fit in with what I think I know about healing. I just need to be open to receive the wisdom that comes to me through medical intuition. Now, I wanted to give a couple of examples of clients I had. I had one client who came to me a couple of times for a number of different issues, and she had a lot of different issues in her body, and we'll call her Letitia. And of course, whenever I talk about clients, I'm always going to disguise their identities so that people's confidentiality is preserved. So I have this client named Letitia, and she had some issues in different parts of her body, and one of them was her digestion, and she had a problem with her lungs, she had a problem with her liver, she had a problem with her thyroid, and we worked through, I kind of scanned those different areas, and some of the things we were able to resolve. The first time she came, she had a couple of things on the list, and we went through those and resolved them, and there were some emotional causes, and there were some lifestyle changes. But then the second time she came to me, she had resolved all the issues from the first session, but she had a new issue, and she was going to a doctor, and the doctor was telling her that she had this serious problem that was so serious in this particular organ that she was going to have to get an organ transplant. And she was very alarmed, and she had no symptoms. So she was very alarmed, and so she came to me, and when I scanned her, what I found was that this problem that she'd been diagnosed with was actually being caused by a virus in her body. And that, in fact, the virus in her body was also responsible for all of these other issues in her body that had been traveling around from organ to organ, wreaking havoc. And she did confirm that she had been tested for that virus, and indeed she had it. But her doctors weren't connecting them. They weren't connecting this virus. And actually, I'll name the virus because this is a virus that Western medicine really hasn't come to any understanding about yet. It's the Epstein-Barr virus. And although they knew she had this virus, they weren't connecting it to any of these other problems that she had. And part of that is because Epstein-Barr is associated with chronic fatigue syndrome, which is still being identified in Western medicine as a mental health issue. They're still, you know, saying, oh, you know, give them antidepressants, have them get counseling. They still don't understand what causes chronic fatigue syndrome, and so they're calling it non-physical. And so here's an example of somebody who, if she goes that route, she may end up having an organ transplant, which is a major, you know, it's major surgery. And she might not need to go that route if instead this primary problem could be addressed. Another example, I had a client, we'll call her Gertrude, who had lupus. And she came to me and we spent some time working on the physical aspects, but then she also wanted to know about the why. Why, she wanted to know why she had it. And so I was able to get some information from the Akashic Records about her family. And she did not tell me it ran in her family, but she confirmed that it did after we finished the session. And in the family, her grandmother came through and found out later that her grandmother had lupus as well. And so her grandmother came through to explain why the family had this condition, why it was running genetically in the family. And it was linked back to an experience the family had with war and with radiation poisoning and certain emotions related to war and physical safety. And so once she got this understanding of why her grandmother had it, her mother had it, and she had it, and this understanding, this, you know, it helped her to understand physically why she had it, but also the spiritual purpose for it, because it turned out that there was a purpose to the illness. There always is, I have found, a purpose to every illness. And there was a purpose to her having this particular illness, and there was a purpose that it served in her family. And once she had that information, she felt a lot better about how she was going to move forward in her life with the illness, how she was going to treat it, and how she was going to address it. And so we need medical intuition as an adjunct therapy to work with these other therapies, you know. If we could have people going to a medical intuitive and then also going to their practitioners, whether they're Western or Eastern practitioners, they would get a complete picture. They would get an understanding of not just what's wrong, but what caused it, why they have it, how it's related to their family or their spirituality, how it's related to their emotional health, how it's related to their lifestyle, and then what they can do about it. So thank you. Next time I'll talk about some other reasons that we need to have medical intuition. And today is the 19th of January. We are on the eve of the inauguration. And in my last episode, I made some predictions about that. So we will see what happens. And I sincerely hope that I'm wrong. I wanted to say something about being a prognosticator.
It's not a pleasant job to predict the future, especially when the predictions are about difficult subjects. And so I always hope that I'm wrong when I'm predicting that something bad is happening. And so we will find out tomorrow. I used to really avoid engaging in prophecy, but my guides have insisted upon it, and so I have yielded. Please like and subscribe to my podcast. If you'd like to support it, please go to my Patreon account, which is called Metatron's Academy, and become a patron. Thank you.